This is the 2020 Statehouse Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. A bill allowing video monitoring of residents in assisted living or nursing homes is heading to the governor's desk. The bill allows families to install a closed-loop video surveillance camera in their relative's room after notifying the facility and gaining consent from the relative's roommate. With support from Avera, Sanford, and elder care advocacy groups, the bill received little pushback in committees and no debate on the Senate floor. Senator Phil Jensen presented the bill to the body. He says this option provides comfort to loved ones who can't visit their aging relatives often.
In turn, House Bill 1056 will not burden the nursing facility or the assisted living centers with any cost for installation, maintenance, repairs, or control of the content.
During debate on the House floor earlier this month, Representative Ryan Schwach expressed concern that leaving the financial responsibility to families could result in different levels of care between residents who do and don't have video monitoring. This point was not raised in the Senate, which passed the bill unanimously. The state Senate is passing a partial rollback of presumptive probation, a bill championed by the Attorney General. Senators are passing the legislation 19-16, which could increase prison costs. Critics say the state should focus instead on treatment. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Senate Bill 6 creates an aggravating circumstance if someone convicted of a drug crime doesn't cooperate with law enforcement. That allows judges to place defendants in jail. It's an update to Attorney General Jason Raunsberg's attempt to fully repeal presumptive probation, which failed last year. Raunsberg says Senate Bill 6 is another tool for law enforcement to go after drug dealers. That tool can involve informants who are sent along to make a drug deal. He says since the legislature passed a criminal justice reform package in 2013, there's been a reduction in law enforcement using informants.
They know they have presumptive probation. They know they have a deal. There's no incentive to cooperate. And I believe that this will give us an incentive to them as we move forward.
That's the very thing that has Republican Senator Arthur Rush concerned. The former judge says defendants may decline to cooperate with law enforcement for fear of retribution to their family. He says a goal of prison should be retribution, but also rehabilitation.
And if somebody is going out and hanging around with their drug buddies that they had before in an effort to try and make a purchase from them as requested by a prosecutor, that's exactly the opposite of what they ought to be doing if they really want to get rehabilitated.
An accompanying prison cost estimate states the bill could cost the state an additional $800,000 a year. Critics say that number is low. The cost estimate also predicts the state will have to build another women's prison, which is at capacity, or contract with other states to send female inmates. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The House State Affairs Committee is passing along a bill that allows those charged with felony to vote if they've met certain conditions. Felons would have to complete probation and parole, but would be eligible to vote if they haven't yet finished paying off their restitution. Representative Kelly Sullivan is the prime sponsor of the bill. The Sioux Falls Democrat says a lot of people, especially those coming out of prison, don't have jobs where they can pay off restitution.
People are working minimum wage jobs, they're working two jobs, and they're working really hard to become, you know, contributing members of society, and to have restitution be, you know, a payment, a bill, essentially, be the thing that is holding them back from engaging in their community and their government and having a voice, I think is not right.
The bill narrowly passes out of the House State Affairs Committee 7-6. A Florida law requiring felons to pay off their restitution before voting rights are restored is getting challenged in court. State lawmakers there passed a restitution payment requirement. That came after voters in 2018 approved a constitutional amendment that automatically restores voting rights for ex-felons who completed all terms of their service. A Senate committee is rejecting a House bill that bans commercial surrogacy. The Senate Health and Human Services Committee is denying the proposal, partly over concerns of the industry getting pushed underground if banned. Some members expressed a need to regulate the industry. Elizabeth Waltich of Britain testified against the ban on commercial surrogacy. Joining her was her husband and their surrogate. She says she's speechless with joy.
To put the best interest of the child first, the intended parents, and the surrogates all involved. So I am elated that we can all unite under that idea and go forward with regulations so that the beauty in surrogacy can continue on for years to come.
During the hearing, commercial surrogacy was characterized as both something that brings value and joy to the world, but also has the potential for abuse. The president of Dakota Surrogacy, a surrogacy broker from Sioux Falls, says she's also requesting commercial surrogacy regulation from the state. She says that will ensure protections for the parents, surrogate, and child. A bill allowing county employees to carry guns in the courthouse has won approval from the South Dakota Senate. The Senate approved the bill 28-7 this week. It now heads to the House. The bill is sponsored by Hot Springs Republican Senator Lance Russell. He says officials in Fall River County asked him to file it.
The county commissioners took a survey of all the ladies that work in the first floor of the courthouse and asked them if they wanted to carry in the courthouse. More than half said that they would, and seven, in fact, said that they currently just leave their firearm in the vehicle out in the parking lot.
Since 1993, only certain people can carry guns in South Dakota County courthouses. They include judges, law enforcement, the military, and people involved with hunter safety or gun safety classes. Russell's bill adds county employees to that list. The bill says counties could opt out if they wish and continue banning their employees from carrying guns. South Dakota state lawmakers approved a bill that will include children with a hearing loss or those hard of hearing in the reporting criteria. Currently, the data is not collected after the age of five. House Bill 1228 will require the state to count children with a hearing loss from birth through age 18 or through age 21, if still in high school. SDPB's Stephanie Rissler reports.
Representative Aaron Healy explained to lawmakers that currently the data collected to count the number of deaf or hard of hearing children in our state does not match up.
Currently, the Department of Education data shows that there are approximately 100 children who are deaf or have hearing loss, while the South Dakota School for the Deaf data shows over 600. The problem we have faced is that not all deaf and hard of hearing kids are being accounted for due to another disability that is labeled as a primary.
According to Healy, 40% of deaf children have another identifiable primary disability, which means many of these students are not receiving the services they need.
Because the majority of this population are experiencing a delay in language and literacy development. And that's because they aren't receiving appropriate educational services or resources since they aren't being accounted for.
The South Dakota Department of Education opposed the bill, telling lawmakers there are no tests that accurately gather the information laid out in the bill.
We don't have any statewide measure of literacy for the students, any students, general ed students, special ed students, students specific to this population, that we could report on. We would have to identify some type of assessment.
The measure passed out of committee 9-6. For SDPB, I'm Stephanie Rissler.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 Statehouse podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.